Boom.
Welcome to the Committed Mentality Podcast. We are three guys that should be committed for the shit that we say. But I think we need to do a little catch-up episode because it's been a while. So, fellas, how y'all been?
Better than you.
I've been great. I don't know what you're talking about.
B, should we make him wear a mask for the podcast?
I got my mask right here.
That says you got a T-Mobile mask?
Yeah. This is the most comfortable mask I ever had, actually.
Hey, sometimes that's how it be. You find one.
Yeah, you got to find that one. Yeah, you find one. That makes you feel good. Because it don't get sucked up in my mouth every time I talk. I got a couple ones for my I got a couple ones that are my brokerage. And any other ones, like, if they're not the medical ones, then as soon as I put it on my face, it's like, I'm like, man, I fucking hate those masks.
I can't get down with the medical ones or, like, a lot of the paper ones that they do because, like, paper irritates the fuck out of my skin.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I've been gravy.
It was hard for me to come tonight.
Why? Tired?
Nah, man, because of what today is.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that.
It didn't really hit me until, like, around 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, for the most part, I've been good all day. Like, I stayed off the internet.
Yeah.
Like, I just went to work, put my headphones on, and that was it. Like, I got on the internet. I got on the internet, like, maybe twice the whole day, 2 or 3 times. But around 2 is, like, kind of when it started, like, fucking with me.
Mm.
It started, like, pulling me down because I had been straight all day. You know what I'm saying? Then I had people hit me up, like, yo, how you doing? You all right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool, but that kind of fucked me up. Hitting me up and asking me how I'm doing. Like,
I purposely did not text you today. I was like, because I was hesitant about, like, well, I'm going to text y'all this morning and see if, you know, we're still doing it today. And then I was like, all right, I'm letting it be at that. Like, I'm not talking about anything else because I know how that feels for you.
That makes me think about something, like, since you, like, lost your mom and lost someone close to you, basically. Mm-hmm. I always wondered that because I, knock on wood, haven't lost anyone super close to me in my lifetime. And is there a time period? How does it feel or whatever when somebody's asking you, like, when it's early on, do you want people to say sorry to hear about it, this and that, whatever? Or are you like, damn, like, I was kind of forgetting about it for a minute, but then it got brought back up? Or are you just appreciative that they do? Or is it you think it's very personal, like individual, person by person?
It's weird because for me, it's like based on the person. Like, nobody, anybody who's like says anything about like my mom or something, at the beginning, like, it didn't really like affect me. I don't think it ever affected me, when anybody brought up my mom, because like I had such a good relationship with her, which is so weird. Like, you think if you're so close to somebody, like, it would affect
you more.
It
would hurt worse, yeah.
But I had such a good relationship with my mom, and like almost to say like a good ending with my mom, because like the last day I seen her, I just kind of felt like we had a little moment. I was going to go downtown to watch Red, White, and Boom. I asked her if she had anything else to say to me. And she's like, no, just feel comfortable, you know, whatever. And, like, she was doing super good that day, so we thought she was going to be out of the hospital. And then I went to the fireworks. She took a turn for the worse. And then, like, you know, I had to pull the plug overnight. And, like, that was the hardest part. Talking about it after, though, I didn't really have anybody, like, around me that was able to say anything or console me. Like, there wasn't like a big squad of people that would be able to say like, oh, how you feeling or how you doing. So I only had my wife, and my kids were, my wife was pregnant with my daughter, so I had just had my son, was not even one, and like that was it. I had my sister, who was inconsolable, my grandmother and my aunt, and then that was it. So it wasn't anybody around me to kind of remind me, and then over time I just kind of got over it. And I don't want to say that disrespectfully, like I got over it, but like as time went by,
it
like
got it, easier.
Yeah. And so then like, but then I'm not one to, I don't go to her gravesite. Cause like for me, like spiritually, she's not there. It's just, you know, her body, but some people feel differently about that. My sister goes there Mother's Day, birthday. I think she goes Christmas. I think she goes like for everything. And I haven't been since I think we buried her.
I gotcha. So it's probably is pretty individual on how people feel about it then.
Yeah. For me, it's always been, and it's not like the back of my mind, because I had like time. There's songs that I'll listen to that like I'll start crying because I'll hear them. Yeah. And like if I'm thinking about it in the moment, like it doesn't affect me, but like the movie Soul Food, a Boys to Men song, Mama. You know what I'm talking about? Man, so
that song is deep.
Anytime I heard that song, oh my God. It was Waterworks. Yeah. No matter where I was at, it was Waterworks. Done and over with. And like, so it was on my playlist. And so every time like Amber and I were in the car, we would have like the playlist playing or whatever. And this was probably like for the first couple years. And the first note, I could hear songs on the first note, and I knew exactly what it was. And she got that point for that specific song because she's not like that with music at all. And she would immediately turn it because she knows like how effective. And it would affect me for like that like a couple seconds. But if it went on any further, it was about to be Waterworks, and she knew. And so I haven't heard that song in years, but it might affect me still to this day. But I haven't heard it in a long time. But if I'm talking about it, then I'm fine. But I think hearing it, oh my God, that song just like tugs at me.
I thought a lot about all that, especially what he just said, what you said, B, about like when people started hitting you up, then it kind of did.
Yeah.
Then it kind of did affect you. So I think that's a weird thing where like you do always want to reach out to somebody that you feel like is kind of affected by a death. But at the same time, I'm always like, man, I want to tell them like, you know what I mean, my condolences or whatever this and that. But also I'm like, man, I kind of want to give them their peace a little bit if they're having some at the moment.
My plan today was to avoid the internet, not post anything, and I mean, for the most part, I was successful. Like I didn't get on my phone that much today. Yeah.
That's insane. It's been a year, man.
I knew all day what today was, and like my mama hit me in the morning. She was like, "Hey, what's up? How you doing?" I was like, "I'm good." I hadn't even thought about it really.
Yeah.
Like at that moment, I wasn't thinking about it. But then as time goes on, like, my phone goes off again. I'm like, then it's later in the afternoon. So I was like, fuck. And I also had my lunch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I got on for a little bit just to scroll and see some shit. And I saw some shit that I really didn't want to see. And I was like, nope, I'm logging off. And that was it. And that kind of fucked my mood up.
Yeah. What's crazy is, like, all of the tributes and stuff. Like, because now it's a memorialized day. Right, you take the greatest player ever, and then this tragic thing happens. And it would have been different, I think, if it was like a passing, you know, but it was just like a tragic accident. So like it makes it even worse. Like a thing. And so now with everything, I don't know, are they doing the 8-second, 24-second thing on the anniversary like they did?
I don't know. I don't know if there's games today or not.
There's two. Well, I just got notification. There's two games at least.
I imagine they might be doing something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
But he's so impactful to the league. Mm-hmm. I imagine like they would want to do something like every year or I don't know. I
think they will,
that,
at least for a few years.
Yeah. There's the place in Italy that he lived when he was a kid when his dad played overseas. They're making a statue or something over there, or they're unveiling it today or some shit like that.
Yeah, you got to deal with the anniversary stuff every time. That, you know,
see, the anniversary is at first it didn't really get to me because like a day hasn't gone by that I haven't thought about him.
Yeah.
So I was just like, man, this is just another day for real.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until like later in that day when like I think I took a second and just started thinking like, damn, like he's gone.
Yeah. The only person that I've lost has been my mom. I haven't lost anybody else that's been impactful in my life. So, with that being the first, when we talk, like what Kanye said, like nothing else
is going to compare.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
What he said.
Mm-hmm. I think about it all the time too, because it was so true. As soon the moment that he said it, bro, like it, I was like everything.
Like everything made sense.
Everything made sense, because that's my attitude with a lot of stuff, like my marriage, with my friendships, with anything that I've had, like. Like it's whatever.
Yeah, I'll walk away. Not as bad as it could be.
Yeah, I will walk the fuck away because it's not going to hurt me. So I've already been the most hurt that I can be. You're not going to do any more worse to me at all. Period.
Right.
You haven't. You said you haven't lost anybody.
Think. Yeah, man. And recently we lost my grandma. Like I think we talked. We talked about it in the last episode because we did. So we did have one, right? We did record one right after Christmas because she passed on Christmas, and she was crazy tight with unbelievably tight with my sister and my mom and even my sister's daughter. But outside of that, like in my immediate family stuff, like we were close with her at different times of our life, but not like throughout like they were. And so other than that, like. We've been super lucky. And I've even said that, like, telling some people with how some people in my family and even me at times, like, take some things too seriously, like what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I think it somewhat is a tribute to the fact we haven't had a major loss like that to really show you, or show us what matters on a grand scheme, Like what's really impactful. Because then when you don't have those kind of heavy hitting things happening from time to time, it's easy to get wrapped up in.
Yeah.
Oh, my job, this, oh, this, that, oh, you know what I mean? Things that like you think are such a big deal, and it's like everybody's still breathing.
Right.
Like, calm down for a second.
I think it might affect people worse when it's like the untimely ones. You know what I mean? Like, all death is untimely, but when you have one, like, it's so unexpected for like that age and the way that it happens.
I hate going to funerals that are either tragedies or younger people.
Yeah.
Kids, teenagers, 20-something. Like, those to me are the worst. Like, that shit is where you see some serious hurt and pain in people. And or I guess even with one that I went to that was a tragedy of my friend, like seeing his daughters and stuff. Mm-hmm. When I went, like, that was hard to see. Like, man.
That's crazy. That's it's always crazy when you have to deal with that situation. To transition into that with talking about Kobe, I had watched on I was on YouTube and like scrolling through different basketball stuff. It's crazy to see because we've been watching basketball for almost, I guess, a year now. Like, they were in the bubble, and then now the new season has started and no fans. I scrolled through and watched the game, and like the crowd, it looked so crowded. I'm like, how the fuck did they even play basketball back then? Because it looked like people were sitting literally on the fucking
on the
court,
baseline. Yeah, and you're like, they were.
I mean, they were on the baseline, but like, it felt like they were in the damn game. Because like, you remember them like falling onto fans and stuff, and now they don't have any fans that are really close to them. Even like the teams are like kind of pushed back in the corners a little bit. And so I was watching the game, and I was like, yo, this is her highlights. And I was like, yo, this is crazy to think about the past and how packed the stadiums used to be.
I feel like that's the biggest thing that I notice now watching sports is, especially if I see, I guess I should say sports highlights or things like that.
Yeah.
As soon as I see a clip that has like a packed crowd or a packed stadium or something like that, I always think like, damn, look how many people's right there.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that COVID has definitely done to me and done to us. Is like, anytime now we see like a super crowded event, it's like, damn, we used to do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild.
And it's only
like,
been,
is that coming back? I think it's coming back.
I noticed it watching the Chiefs Bills game.
Yeah.
Like, it was like mad people in the stands.
No, Chiefs, and I think it was just Kansas City. One of the games had a lot of people in the stands, and that was trippy, man.
I think it was the Chiefs and Bills.
I was like, apparently it's
like thousands of people there.
Yeah. I was like, apparently it's a lot looser, more loose restrictions.
Dallas,
say.
The Mavs, they have fans.
We know Texas don't give a damn about nothing. Texas doesn't care about nothing.
I think the Mavs and Houston. So both the Texas teams, and they were fans in the stadium.
Texas might as well be its own country. They don't give shit.
Yeah,
we got to talk about why we haven't been here in 3 weeks.
It's been four.
A month.
Yeah, it's been at least four. So
King COVID.
Yeah, I got COVID, man. We've been talking about it for months, over a year, and I didn't care about like catching it because I don't know why. I wasn't like going out without a mask or doing extra shit or anything. Like, I was always like, I hand sanitize like crazy. I have it in my car, my cup holder. I have it in my book bag that I carry for work and all these different things. Like, I'm always hand sanitized and masked up. But I don't know, man. I got loose with hanging out. And my brother came over, and I knew he was sick, and I just kind of didn't care. And my grandmother warned me too. She's like, you gotta make sure you protect yourself and be careful. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, if I get it, I get it, I guess. And that was my attitude about it. So I said, if I get it, I get it, and I got it.
Kept what you wish for.
But I mean, all of our cases were mild. I know I'm a fat dude, but I'm kind of healthy, so like I wasn't down and out. I had a temperature one day just by chance of checking it. That was the only time I had it. And because even after that, like if it had been an hour later, my temperature was fine. So at that moment that I checked it, like it just happened to be high. I didn't have a fever. I didn't have anything like really wrong with me. It just so happened at that moment I checked it, it was fine. Ever since then, I had not had a fever after that, which that was crazy to me because that's the first thing that they tell you to do is when you go into a place, like, that's one of the first signs, check your temperature. And so I'm like, well, damn, I wonder how many people who have had COVID and their temperatures were just fucking fine. And then it just kind of like went on about their day, like without the mask and stuff. And like, I'm thinking about all these like different things that could be causing spreads and stuff, like people thinking that they're fine. And so then I also didn't have, I didn't have a heavy cough. I didn't have any kind of chest congestion or anything. And all these things that were symptoms, like I felt like they were super mild for me. And then two or three days go by of like the starting symptoms of like, because I did have like a slight tickle in my throat and I felt like a little bit of shorter breath. And so then like that would cause the cough, but it was like a cough and then like, you know, a lot of time go by and then like, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like a consistent cough. And so then a couple days go by, and then I think I texted y'all, I was like, I lost my smell and taste. And that was like the craziest thing. So then like that's when I knew, like, okay, now I know that I have it, because like that's the prime symptom that you know you have it. Because I've never had a cold where I don't really catch colds, or I've never caught the flu, but I've never had a situation where I lost my smell and taste.
Yeah, it's kind of the odd thing about COVID where we can just kind of pick it out straight off of that.
Yeah.
Because I've never, ever heard anybody. I've had people say, like, you know how sometimes you get super congested, you can't really smell stuff.
Or I wasn't congested
either. Or you get a super sore throat or, like, some kind of head cold or whatever. You can't really taste much, but you can still taste.
Yeah.
It's weird with COVID. It's like no taste, no smell, taste. Right?
Not a fucking thing. I couldn't – nothing. I was – like I was like, my dog doesn't like really stink, but like I'll be on my dog and I was like, I can smell like my dog smell, and like I kind of missed it, like, oh, this is weird, I can't smell my damn dog, because you know I cuddle with my dog and shit, and so like going to the bathroom, you know what I mean, like no poop smell, like I can tell y'all my shit don't stink, like little stuff like that. And so I was the first day was like, oh, this is weird, this is interesting, because it almost was like a burning sensation in the back of my nose, like it felt like somebody was plucking my senses out. Like, that's what it felt like. Like, any nerve that I had for taste and smell, like, back into my nose, somebody was plucking those out. Like, that's what the burning sensation felt like. And then the next day, I couldn't smell or taste anything. So I'm like, damn, this is fucking crazy. So then I tried to eat different things and see, like, well, what can't I taste? So I tasted some hot sauce, and I tasted some Italian dressing, because, like, that's really strong, and couldn't taste anything. I couldn't even barely feel the burning sensation. So I was like, oh my God, like I can't even taste the heat of the hot sauce. So like that was crazy. And so then after like the fourth day, I got really worried. Like, oh my God, like how long is this shit going to last? Because I texted y'all, like I've been eating like crazy stuff to see, like, so I can get into the healthy mode and like try to, maybe I'll get used to, maybe. Because you regenerate your taste buds all the time.
This nigga was eating brownies and lettuce.
I was eating.
This is a brownie wrap.
I was smashing some salads and
with cereal.
And I had a different cereal, super healthy cereals. And like I had Fiber, which I like Fiber One, actually. It's not bad to me. Like, I don't have to add sugar or anything to it. But I had Fiber One. I had some Raisin Bran. And usually I have to add sugar to my Raisin Bran, and like I ate it.
I bet you
flat.
Didn't have any RC cola.
No, I don't drink soda.
I bet you would have tasted that one.
I don't drink soda like hardly ever.
Why would he taste an RC cola?
You ever had RC cola?
Yeah.
RC cola since I was a kid. But so then I was just like experimenting with random things and trying to just eat whatever was healthy. And I just didn't. Oh, I ate a lemon to try to see
if it. Like if you could just bash it like an apple or something.
And then one of the treatments they say like you can help do is like smell scented oils for like 20 minutes at a time. So then we have these scented oils for this diffuser. And so I would try those, try to see if I could smell. And I would try to train myself, quote unquote. That didn't work. I mean, I might have worked because I can smell and taste now. But, you know.
At the time, it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super wild, man.
Yeah. I never would have thought like a sensation of tasting something being weird, because you couldn't even taste water, because you know like water is like the blandest thing that you could probably taste. I couldn't even, it feels like when you're putting something like in your mouth, you're like, you have the sensation that something is there, but you like you're just eating it. Like it made eating pointless.
It's like everything tasted like Dasani.
It didn't, but no, not nothing. I can't even describe what nothing tastes like.
Well, that's Dasani. Dasani is awful.
I like Dasani.
Yeah, I can get down with Dasani. Like,
Dasani's probably my favorite water.
They put real little remnants of paper in it.
What?
It's part of the conspiracy theory stuff.
Oh, okay.
Let him live.
Yeah, I got you.
They put microphone, a styrofoam piece in.
It was probably like if you licked styrofoam, basically.
Yeah, that's Dasani.
He's hating Dasani. And so, like, that was the craziest thing, is eating something and literally, like, the most nothing you can imagine happening in it. And so, like, Amber lost her appetite, and I had an appetite. So I was hungry as shit, but I couldn't taste anything. It wouldn't make me, like...
Could you still get full?
I mean, like, I was full for... That's the other part. So that's really interesting, because I was hungry, but when I would eat, like, I immediately wasn't hungry anymore. So I, like, didn't lose my appetite because I felt hungry, but, like, my stomach would growl, and I would want to eat something. But since I couldn't taste it, I didn't feel like I had, like, any sensation of eating.
Like, you didn't know you was eating?
It's what it almost felt like. Yeah. I'm like, man, it's such a weird dynamic because, like, Amber, she couldn't eat because she just didn't have an appetite and no taste. So it's like, she had lost, like, 18 pounds. Me, I was still eating because, like, my stomach was growling. Like, I'm hungry. And then I would eat, and it was like... Did I really eat? Like, I don't feel like I ate. So then I started trying to drink a little bit more. But they say keep your fluids up. So I kept up on my fluids. But I mean, I think I got the most probably fortunate. All of my family, we got the most fortunate, I guess, cases, because all of us had super mild, which was weird about, like, hearing people going to the hospital and being on ventilators and stuff. And I'm just like, of all ages. And then, like, I had this
and thinking most, about how you were just kicking it.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
And I self-quarantined because I didn't take a test. I self-quarantined for 21 days. I was using the Walmart app to shop. And, like, we were getting stuff to cook at home. And so, you know, with the Walmart app, you can just – or we did Kroger too. But you can make your little shopping list and then mm-hmm. just pull up, pop the trunk.
And then just set it in the trunk
and drove the fuck off. Yeah. I was like, man, why did I use this before? But I actually like shopping. I hate shopping online, so –
Shopping online sucks because I didn't understand people saying that at first, because I'm like, why? Like, they're gonna give you the same shit you get at store, and then it's like, no, they're not gonna give you the same shit you get at store. Like, you might that pack of steak that you want is right next to that pack of steak you don't want. That shit they're gonna put in your car when you pull up is that pack you don't want.
Right. They did that to me with bananas.
Bananas too.
The first time I got bananas, they gave me 6 white boy bananas. Then I got 6 bananas again. They gave me 6 nigga bananas. I'll play. I knew Brent would like that one. But I had these big ass bananas. They was green. I was like, man, I don't want green bananas, man. Give me the yellow bananas. What the fuck? So I was mad. I couldn't really.
They turn yellow. Sit them in the kitchen for a minute.
I didn't have any taste, so it didn't fucking matter.
But the texture's different.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, so then I tried to see if I could taste not taste, but feel the texture difference, and it didn't even matter because I couldn't taste what the bananas tasted like. So then I ate them bitches.
I think you gotta be careful. You get constipated when the motherfuckers ain't ready. But hey,
oh, I don't
roll the dice when you got COVID already. Anyways,
shit to clog you up.
I've only ever ate a green banana like probably one time in my life to know that I did not like the taste of it. So I didn't even know like you can get constipated or whatever off of that shit. But yeah, it was crazy. So I'm back.
Welcome back, B.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate
Welcome
it.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I felt like there's been so much to happen in between time of stopping here.
A lot has happened.
Yeah.
Like, so much has happened. Like, I can't even remember everything that's happened.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't think we've. No, that we, I think we did have somebody.
They had the erection shot. at the Capitol House.
Erection.
Did y'all hear the dude? It was some old dude. I think he was at the Senate House or something. And he was reading from some paper talking about that, the insurrection, but he said erection.
Oh, maybe I did.
No, I did not see that.
Meme or clip or that. I meant to send y'all a meme. And I really meant to post it. I just forgot to. It was Bin Laden, and it said, you mean to tell me I could have just went in the front door?
Right. That was the craziest thing, man. Like,
that's funny.
And just being online and then, like, seeing the craziness of it, but then, like, trying to rationalize how people are rationalizing it, and I think that's the craziest thing for me, because I don't obviously I don't agree with what happened or how everything went down, but then you see people who are in support of it, and you're like, but why? Like, how does it make sense? And then you see, like, they were supporting waving the Confederate flag in our Capitol building that lost, You know what I mean? Like, it, there's so many, like, oxymoron-type things to happen that you're just like, what? Like, you're trying to scratch your head, and you're thinking about it, and you're like, this is crazy. And then for so now it's been a week that Biden has been president. And then, like, people have these lists of things like, oh, he did this, this, and this. You still like your president? Like, what? It's just like, I don't know, man. It's really hard to be on social media these days for me. But I only get on there now to
the
post.
The answer to that question is no. Nobody likes Biden. What we had could not continue.
Right.
It's that simple.
It's the same old story, settling like, for the lesser evil.
There's a lot of people. Well, everybody's excited that, you know what I'm saying, we got a black first lady,
mm-hmm.
Black vice president, I mean, and it's a woman. But no, nobody is happy that Biden won the election.
Yeah,
people are happy that 45 is gone.
Yeah, that was the whole goal.
That's what it is.
That was the whole goal. They was like, even at the beginning,
Stewie Griffin could have ran for president against Trump, and I would have voted for Stewie Griffin.
Even at the beginning of,
and he wants to take over the world.
Of everybody running.
And kill his mom. He used to. Not anymore, though. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Him or Trump? Because that sounds like the same people.
I know, dude, don't it? Now think about it.
And at the Democratic Party, when they were going for candidates and stuff, because, you know, Biden, he didn't register until very late because he started trying to see,
know.
Like, yeah, he was, like, he was the last one.
I do kind of feel like, yeah, he kind of popped. I do kind of remember him popping up out of nowhere when I didn't really think he was going to run.
Yeah, and then, like, slowly everyone else. Like, all right, fuck it. I ain't running against this motherfucker. So, but, like, the party, they wanted whoever could beat Trump. Like, that was it. That's all they were polling for. That's all they were looking for, which I thought was going to backfire because when they didn't take Trump seriously and they were putting all this money towards, you know, the campaign, like, they didn't put, like, enough towards, like, Hillary winning or anything because, like, it was
assumed.
So expected.
Yeah,
and
that Hillary was going to win.
That she was going to win. And then, like, when she didn't, they were like, oh, wait a minute.
So technically, like, she did win.
Yeah. She didn't win the most votes, technically. But when they...
Which is why voting doesn't matter. Right.
So when they did, when they went around this time, and, like, they were so, like, they were pushing money, and then, like, Trump ran out of money, and I was like, well, that's, you know, it's crazy. Like, they're putting all this money in there. And that's, I think we talked about a little bit, like, how does money win a campaign or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that was crazy to me. But then I understood, like, it's with advertising mm-hmm. and where you got to be at and stuff. But anyways, when they were just trying to find somebody through the polling that they were doing, I was like, well, polling fucked us over last time. Or not us, like, whoever voted. Polling fucked people over last time by estimating, like, oh, well, this is a lock. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And, yeah, and it showed again. It showed that it failed again. Like, it was not, like, close, but so many more people voted for Trump this time to make sure, like, he was going to win, that you're like, well, that's not what the polls showed was going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just crazy to me how, you know, we put so much stock or so much faith inside of certain
things. Well, and I think you guys had called it before, too, and the media was calling it a lot, too, that I think he made a big mistake telling his people not to vote online.
Yeah.
When they had record numbers of people, like, I guess it's record regardless because it's first time. I was going to say, wasn't it the first time you could vote either by, I said online, but by mail or whatever, like, in the way or the manner that they did it this time with, I think they kind of catered to it a little bit different.
They changed the law to make it so that way more people could vote by mail.
Right.
Because
that's
before,
what I mean.
You had to have special reasons to vote in mail or you had to do it in person.
No doubt.
So, but states have that ability. What the problem was is that Trump did not like the states having that ability because he'd already told people, don't fucking.
Yeah, he was scared that was going to lead too much to
to
people messing with the votes or whatever, that he wanted everything done in person. Somehow he thought they wouldn't be able to mess with those votes, which is crazy to me, too, because I don't know about you guys, but I feel like if people want to mess with the votes, it doesn't matter how they're going in.
Those votes were hand counted, weren't they?
Yeah, twice. And
but then how do you – so when I did mine – yeah, I did it on a machine. How do you you can hand count the ticket that prints out or whatever.
It's verified.
But how do you know that machine isn't rigged? How do you know? Like, that's
what
why.
What machine?
The voting machine
I use. Like the machine you would use to vote.
Yeah.
As opposed to the mail-in ballot.
Because it prints it out. So the machine gives you a printout. You get your printout?
No. Because I did, like, they had two different kinds when I was there. So, like, they had the standard one, and then they had, like, these new upgraded digital ones that were just like being on a computer more so, and touchscreen and all that or whatever. And I did that one, and it prints out a ticket that you give to somebody.
Yeah.
But I didn't, like, you're talking about me walking away with something?
No. I'm just saying, like, the ticket that you print out to make sure that it's verified, like, that's the machine, because they take the machine tally, and then they compare it to the tallies that they get on the thing. That's what takes them so long to count them. All the machine prints out everybody who had voted, and then they get all the paperwork, and they compare them to make sure that they match up.
Even if everything goes through with the machine and stuff like that, too, then we also know there's error in people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People count their error, too. That's why I think anybody thinking either way, like, oh, there's cheating here, there's this and that, or there's miscounted. There's probably miscounted shit every single time.
There's always I don't really think we're gonna. There's an allowable margin of error, and when it gets to that close, it's only like 0.5%. So once it gets to that close, then that's when the recounts happen. So like they do assume that there's going to be some kind of error, but when it comes to like cheating and actual like there was one person who they thought was dead, but actually wasn't dead. But then like everyone had ran with that. It's like, oh, well, he has dead people voting for him. Mm-hmm. Like, well, no, like it actually was a mistake. You know what I mean? Like, they thought that person was dead, which it went to the wrong fucking person. Like, it was just, I don't know, man. Like, maybe I will admit that I am too trusting of things that happen in general. I will admit that because I guess I'm programmed that way. But there are certain things where people are like so, they think things are so corrupt that I'm just like, really? Like, how? And then there's no, like, legitimate reason on how, like, how. And maybe I can't rationalize it in my brain for me to be on that same page. I think maybe that might be my problem.
The only thing, and this is, like, it feels weird to even say it, but the only thing that I slightly understand about anybody doing something any way that happened, like, with the Capitol is didn't we talk about before, and it's not fully understanding or agreeing with what they did inside at all or anything like that, but didn't we talk a little bit about, I told you guys I came across a post where a girl was naming all these things on why our government is actually not for the people, basically. And I agreed with so much of it because basically what it comes down to, and like what you just mentioned a minute ago, with how money is really what impacts campaigns and shit on a major level. And a lot of that money, a lot of times, is provided by like pharmaceutical companies and big corporations that want that candidate in place because it favors their company or favors their agenda or their beliefs or whatever it is, to where in a major way, them being allowed to pump those enormous amounts of money into the candidates and stuff really makes it to where the outcome is more for corporations than it is for the people. Everything about our government is supposed to be we the people, for the people. We're supposed to have regular people as politicians. And this is not the case anymore at all.
Right.
It's never been the case.
That's why
I don't know if it's never been the case, because you think like when they were creating it, it wasn't the case. I think that's what they were hoping for. I mean, I know it was probably people that had more money.
Yeah.
Slightly. But at the same time, I think it's gotten. There was a switch. I think that's gotten magnified like crazy.
I think maybe early before like the newspaper, like maybe it got like that. But I feel like once you started being able to pay for advertising and campaigns, and you started being able to take that money, and the person that
the super PAC shit is the stuff that's the most
being
absurd.
Able to be more popular as far as getting your information out there, like that's the key. Like there's been. If whoever the loudest voice does win, so in arguments it shouldn't be that way.
That's why Bernie can't win.
Yeah,
because he doesn't accept money from the bigger corporations or like.
But
he
can't get an opportunity to explain his platform without someone just saying socialist, and then they've already attacked the word socialist to make it the most worst thing ever. But it's not. It's just there's always going to be capitalism, socialism. There's always going to be some ism somewhere. And it doesn't have to all be one thing, but there are different programs that are socialist. But you always have to have capitalism because a business always has to make money in order to thrive. But you also have to have programs in place that help people who don't have that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I agree with so many different things. And like somebody had attacked me on like a post that I had made, and it wasn't supposed to be like a political post. It was just funny because everybody was sharing the Bernie picture. And I was like, man, if y'all voted for Bernie the way y'all share his damn picture, he'd be the president right now.
Real shit.
And so, so everybody like laughed and commented and whatever. And then this one guy was like, so I had like so many people that had liked that post and shared it. and he had commented and he was like,
"Yo, they got Bernie everywhere."
Really think, everywhere. Yeah.
He's like, "Y'all really think that we should be a socialist something?" I don't know what the fuck he said. I ended up deleting the whole like conversation that we had had because I'm like, this wasn't the purpose of this. Like, fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to get into a debate with you. Like, that's not my job to change your mind.
Thought it was funny.
Yeah, I don't even care about changing your mind. Like, that's not my goal. So I ended up deleting the shit, but not the post, just the conversation that he had, the thread that he had made under it. And but I'm like, it's people like that that won't even give the opportunity for programs to be heard enough to then see if it works. You know what I mean? He's like, well, we did this whole socialist thing in a certain area, and now that area's in poverty or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you got to come. Like, first of all, I can't get to that point to talk to you about it because I'm not trying to fucking change your mind. Like, I can't even have this conversation because I don't care what you think. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain people just, like, they have, like, an agenda based off of propaganda that they were fed. And I'm like, the same way that people will attack you for what you think are the same people that have these thoughts that were put into their head.
Yeah, that's like they're just on the other side. Yeah. It was fed it the same way you were, exactly. Or believe it for the opposite reason that you do. That's really the same thing on the other side.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, somebody was like, they brought up this, they had made this post for like these different things that that Biden has done. I had just said it a minute ago, like, do you still like him as blah, blah, blah? I was like, did you fact check any of this shit? And he was like, yeah, I fact check it through blah, like this one page. And I'm like, like, okay, what makes that page, you know, the right thing? You know what I mean? Like, why was that the thing that you went to? Like, oh, you believe in mainstream media. Like, why the fuck wouldn't I? You know what I mean? Like, not like really like I should believe everything that's coming out of there, but like I'm taking whatever news source, I'm still critiquing it and wondering if it's true or not, but you're still taking a news source that you think is credible and then trying to go against whatever this other news. I'm like, nobody really knows anything unless your fucking boots is on the ground there and you actually know from the horse's mouth, you don't know shit. So we have to take whatever happens and let that be it. The stimulus thing. Everybody kept talking about the stimulus. Oh, this just got signed and we're going to get this. Do you know how many times people said that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, when it fucking comes,
weeks and months.
Yeah. It was like every week there was something that was signed. Did something happen? Did something we get something? No. You know what I mean? And then until we finally did, but nobody was talking about that one.
The one thing I kind of have some thoughts on that I normally don't like get into too much of this shit at all in a major way though is I'm not a fan of people keep thinking for people to keep thinking that we should raise the minimum wage super high, like not even super high, but like to where some of the numbers mm-hmm. people are saying. Because I think they don't understand small business and stuff like that. And I think they don't understand the impact that would have on small business, first of all, to try to have to pay anybody doing the smallest job mm-hmm. that kind of money. But then also that with technology, then you're also asking for bigger corporations stuff to weed employees out because they can pay a machine to do it cheaper. You can buy a machine to do it cheaper.
That's a hard conversation for me.
The machines is coming anyway.
For sure they are. I mean, they're already here. Have you been to some of the McDonald's and shit where you walk in and you just do the kiosk? And
I've seen those. Speaking of machines,
I've been in them.
Have y'all been paying attention to Bitcoin lately?
Mm-hmm.
I heard two stories. One of them I feel bad about. I feel bad for the guy. The other one is just kind of hilarious.
What?
Back in 2010, this guy had, I don't know how many bitcoins he had, but he used them to buy two large pizzas back in 2010. I imagine it was probably some around 30, 40 shares.
You know, if you
and he used them to buy pizzas.
Back then when you mined the Bitcoin, it was free. So he didn't pay for those Bitcoins.
Yeah, he just did some stuff online and they gave them to him like you would win in a game reward.
That's not even the point.
Oh, I know.
But that's why he gave him away so easily.
That's what the funny part is about that.
He's like, I did some shit on the keyboard for a second and got me some pizzas.
Yeah, so go on. I just thought that was the funny caveat. It was like, because back then it wasn't free.
Yeah, but damn, looking at it now, like,
exactly.
Fuck.
Yeah,
it was probably Papa John's too. Some bullshit ass pizza.
Yes, sir.
It was Little Caesars.
But this other one, two Bitcoin, this other one, this dude, I think he's a tech guy. He got 77. He got 7,000 Bitcoin because he did a video about it on YouTube back in 2012, I think, or some shit like that. And it was really good, I guess.
Wait, 7,000 Bitcoin or $7,000 worth?
Shares. 7,000 shares. So 7,000 Bitcoins. Yeah, 7,000 bitcoins. And I guess the video, it was like one of the first videos explaining what Bitcoin was, and I guess it got humongous reviews or whatever. He was paid for that video. He was given 7,000 Bitcoin. So he took that Bitcoin and he put it in like a virtual wallet or whatever.
Digital wallets, yeah, that you had.
And he created an account for it and everything. Mm-hmm.
And he can't get back.
And
in.
He lost the password.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And the way that these things work is you can't retrieve a password. you get 10 tries to get the right password. And then on the 10th try, you get the wrong one, it deletes the entire account forever.
What?
Mm-hmm. For security.
I heard about this story the other day, too.
It deletes the entire account. Right now, those 7,000 shares are worth over $250 million.
He's saying, like, if they were at 9,000.
He's paying a bunch of people now to help him try to crack it to figure out
he's
the password.
He's got two tries left. He's already tried 8 times.
Wow.
Yeah, and he lost the information the year that he created the account. So he hasn't been able to get into it since it happened.
That's banana. Mm. I would be.
It's worth ridiculous money.
Yeah, because Bitcoin's up to 32K right now, and he has 7,000 shares. It's over 250.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, I would be sick. Sick to my stomach. I have been sick to my stomach ever since the first time. That I had watched a news story about this kid.
I hope he's able to get into that account, man.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for this dude.
I did too. I've been sick ever since the first news story that came out about the kid who became a millionaire through Bitcoin. I was like, man, I should invest in Bitcoin. And then I moved on my motherfucking life.
No, you still should.
I know. There's this new one I'm actually investing in. You can mine it through your phone. And it's called Pi. I was going to send y'all the little link to it.
You should. I have a group that I'm in with the guys that I work with that they kind of talk about a lot of different ones. And we've been messing with a lot of the smaller coins, trying to get into them when they're cheap. And like, because that's a crazy thing, just like penny stocks and stuff like that. If you get into them when they're super low, you buy a lot.
It's the
then when they times 10, if you have a lot of them, if you threw 1,000 at it, if you threw 10,000 on it, all of a sudden it times 10, you just made a crazy chunk just for something going from a penny to a dollar. Mm-hmm. Instead of worrying about something like Bitcoin going from back when it was anywhere from 3K to 8K to all the way now, trying to hope that
it
it's 40 to 100.
It was just at 3K like 4 years ago.
Here's what I would like to understand more of, and I wanted to kind of talk about like our podcast format within that, but when it comes to stocks and stuff, what thing always confuses me is when people are talking about stocks and they want more people to kind of like invest in it, like it does raise the price.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bought it, like if then you go and then you buy it at that point, then people start like cashing out because they've made a lot of money. Then your purchase then becomes lower. So like it's always tricky how you get in at the right time. I have some stock in steel right now. And I was supposed to buy some like each week. I was going to buy like 4, 5, 6 shares. I don't know, like 10 shares each week. Because it was going to be like my little pile up. And it was only like $6 a share. And so what I did not do, and I had forgot, like I just, it was in the back of my mind. And I probably would have invested maybe close to $1,000 by now if I would have been on my same plan that I had been doing. That same $1,000 right now for me would be worth, I think, $27,000. I was so pissed because I look at it right now. My it has a 252% it's up 252% right now.
Right. I'm like, I have a couple like that I bought.
What the fuck is going on with steel that all of a sudden my stock is so damn high right now? I was so pissed because I looked at it and I had just randomly got a notification from Robinhood that they said my stock was up. So I'm like, oh cool, my stock is up. So I went to go look at it. This shit was up 282%. I said, I just wanted to punch myself in the balls. Like, that would lessen the pain of this fucking stupid ass stock big up. Because it was my plan. Like, how did I not follow through with this shit, bro? Like, so pissed.
I bought some Nike when the pandemic first hit hard in like March when they started shutting everything down. Mm-hmm. I bought like right after that. Nike's up 111% since then. I bought into some of like Boeing.
Shoe sales are down.
Boeing and it's not about shoe sales and stuff like that. It's just about online shopping.
Oh, I know,
like
I know.
Crazy.
So, but shoe sales in total are down. Nike itself may not be down because of the brand that it is, but I bet if you start looking at some other shoe companies, that might be, I might have to look at
Adidas has to be up. Under Armour has to be up. Like, yeah, it has to be doing well. Like, I bought into Disney. It's up 85% since I bought, because
would you buy it at like $400?
What did I buy it at?
I was looking at Disney and it was like, it was stupid high. Google was like,
it was probably like 130.
Oh yeah, 130. That sounds more reasonable. Yeah. The,
I think I bought at 200 and it's 370 now.
I was looking,
I think that's what it looks like.
At Alphabet.
I'm super ignorant with all this. Like, mm-hmm, I just, because it's gambling in a lot of ways, I kind of look at it like that too. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm going to try some shit if it doesn't work. Like,
I literally just said this on Sunday. I was at bowling and there's a tournament in Vegas that my friends are going to. And they were like, you ever been to Vegas? I was like, no, I don't like gambling except for the stock market. He's like, well, that's not really gambling. I was like, it really is. Like, that's the most gambling thing,
you know,
that
what
I can
they
do.
What they know what they do? What? They say it's not gambling. It's called, you're making a prediction.
Yeah.
Which is what gambling
what
is.
Gambling is. Yeah. I predict I'm about to win this motherfucking game.
I'm about to roll this. Nah. I'm about to roll this seven.
Yeah. I think we need to explore that more. Like, I feel like
I've been getting into stocks a lot lately. I kind of got addicted to buying into shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's easy to.
Like, just over the past week, like, my portfolio have went from like maybe a dozen to like 25 or some shit.
Because like you start getting you have that feeling like it's going to be something one day. Mm-hmm. Like this. Like, I thought this steel, like, oh, it was only at $6 a share. Now it was at a 20 something dollars a share. And so I was like, if I would have stuck onto my plan, because all of a sudden started going up. If I would have had stepped on my plan, I meant to make it a reoccurring one. Mm-hmm. And I had plenty of money to do it. I just didn't do it. And I don't know why. I just didn't.
Yeah,
so,
I'm doing that with Bitcoin.
Yeah?
Yeah, reoccurring payment every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I got to get on top of that.
Buy gold.
Everybody always wants to buy gold.
Gold is never going anywhere.
I know.
That's why you should buy into it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Even if the stock market crashes, gold will still be there.
I had people tell me years ago, and I thought it was stupid because I thought gold was like this fan. I'm like, I never see people like, except for like rappers and celebrities and shit buying a lot of jewelry and shit like that or whatever. I was like, why is gold? And at the time back then, no one had told me. I didn't know that it's used in so many computer chips. And
your phone.
Pieces in the phones.
Yeah.
And then when phones happened and smartphones, I mean, it blew up like crazy. And I wouldn't, if I'd have listened to somebody way back when they said, hey, get gold. Like,
that's what I wanted to talk
about. I have a lot of people always
tell
me to buy guns. Buy guns. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because guns, I guess over time, almost always like double like every 10 years or so in value and shit like that. And I'm like, damn.
I got into cannabis too.
It's not bad, but it's kind of like all over the place.
My brother wants to get, he wants us to do a cannabis shop. I think we're going to try to start doing some business ventures together. But like, that's one of his things. Like, he has, he's been smoking weed forever, and he's like, I don't think he's grown it yet, but he wants to get into that, and he doesn't really like CBD oil, but so he likes the edibles and he likes smoking it. But with my wife's back problem, so when it came over for Christmas, like, she still had, cause she has these discs that are out of place, and she'd be going to chiropractor to get them put back in place because one of them, where they got to work down to, is sitting on a nerve that hurts her leg. So,
sciatic type shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so through the chiropractor, it's gotten a lot better, like through her x-rays and stuff, but she's like still in pain. So when he came over, he had brought her some edibles. And so, you know, I don't do any weed or anything like that. So like, I didn't eat any. But then she ate these edibles. Man, I never see her like like this. It's almost like being drunk, but like not like the slurred, all the kind of weird things. Cause I don't really hang around anybody that's high. So like, seeing her though, like in that like state of mind, it's so hilarious.
Well, and they said the edibles is a different high than smoking too.
But she felt great. Shit. The pain was gone. She's like, that little bit of relief though. And like, that is a point that I can understand. I can understand being in pain and chronic pain, mm-hmm, and then finding something that's natural that will actually relieve your pain.
B, you ever fucked with any edibles?
Uh-uh.
No,
you?
I don't do anything. I've never smoked in my life.
I've had liquid weed before,
which is kind of the same.
This dude, degree, like kind I, of like I don't know. I've never had edible.
I have.
This
hot
dude,
box.
He marinated weed in a jar of Everclear.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a fun night.
Yeah. But you drank before though, right?
Yeah.
So we've both drank, but I've never smoked.
Yeah, I've never smoked, never done.
I've never done anything.
I think the movies are coming back.
Yeah, no, AMC. Did you see the AMC stock went crazy? GameStop stock, like, officially, I think, first, like, came
GameStop
out.
GameStop took a shit. Then they got bailed out.
Right, but it also, like, came out at, what, like, 20-some bucks and shot up to something crazy and then, like, kind of leveled back out around, like, 40 or some shit like that.
AMC is still relatively cheap right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got in when it was 450. Now it's up to 8.
Nice.
25.
That is nice.
So it's still relatively cheap. Yeah. I think movies are coming back, bro.
Y'all, man, I feel like we need to adjust this podcast and start doing some shit like that.
It definitely does because I mean we need to provide
maybe value. Not adjust, maybe add.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's not.
It's kind of the same thing.
Add another feature. Add another feature.
All right.
Like here and there, we do some certain type of different.
Well, this
type
is
of
the
episodes.
Thing that I think you're forgetting is that even if that was like our only focus, you know, we're still gonna talk shit.
Yeah.
Like that's just who we are.
Yeah. So let's wrap this one up and then we'll start another conversation and we'll kind of see where we want to go with that one. Y'all good with that?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Play the music.
You still recording?
Yep.
All right. Rest in peace, Kobe and Gianna, man. We love y'all. Miss y'all.
For sure. Ditto.